Welcome to Season 7. It feels crazy to look ahead to summer, especially with this Arctic blast preparing to move in on most of the country. Nevertheless, we open this year talking all things camp and the incredible national organization known as KESEM. Tune in to learn about the incredible mission and impact of KESEM, the various programs offered, including free summer camps and virtual support. Camp registration opened yesterday. Welcome to WonderCast, a community collaborative podcast supporting families navigating the complexities of chronic illness. WonderCast is supported by the generous sponsorship of Texas Oncology. Texas Oncology, more breakthroughs, more victories, experts in cancer care. Community is a key ingredient of cancer care. So thankful to have KESEM as part of ours. Meet Megan.
Hi, my name is Megan Politis, and I am a program coordinator for KESEM. I graduated from Penn State with a degree in athletic training, and I've always had a love for philanthropy and cancer support work. I found KESEM myself as a teen impacted by my own parents' cancer, and I've loved giving back and working for this organization that has just so greatly impacted my life.
Gosh, that's so special that it was something that was a part of your life too. I feel like in the field of child life and in healthcare in general, a lot of us go into these fields because of our own experiences that we had in our childhood of being impacted by illness. So I love that. Do you want to start by maybe talking to our listeners a little bit about KESEM because they may not know what it is?
Absolutely. So KESEM is a national organization, and we are on a mission to support every child through and beyond their parents' cancer through free, fun-filled, and creative programs, and giving all of these children and teens and families a lasting community through their experience with a parent's cancer and beyond. So from the moment of diagnosis, throughout the rest of their lives, they're a member of the KESEM community. You know, a little bit about my work with KESEM and using my background as a previous family and person impacted by our mission. And then I became a volunteer and a healthcare professional. It's really important to create impactful partnerships with other nonprofits and hospitals. So my job involves hosting programs with our partners to create day programs or half day programs for children facing a parent's cancer. And we'll get talking a little bit about camp here soon, but we also host free summer camps for all these families and children impacted by a parent's cancer.
That's amazing. And I feel like KESEM has definitely continued to grow in what they're available to offer. And I feel like that is something that we really wanted to highlight because you're right. I first knew about KESEM just through Camp KESEM because that was what so many of our families that we supported utilized as a great community for them and gave them that incredible camp experience, which we will visit about. But do you want to take a minute and talk about the other types of programming and resources that are available?
Absolutely. Yes, we have so much coming to the surface now. We're heading into our 25th year as an organization at KESEM, and we're taking that and running with it. We have a lot of new programs that include our virtual programs with y'all at Wonders and Worries called Club KESEM. So every single month, we have two offerings at least where folks from across the country get to connect virtually and have fun, play games, and also make meaningful connections with one another over their parents' cancer. We also host Parent Club with y'all for parents to connect. So, you know, expanding our reach in that way is really exciting for us. What my work is and what I do is hosting day programs. So with some of our local partners and hospitals and other organizations, we have done things from going to the zoo, to the aquarium, to hosting at conference centers, or even at a cancer center. You know, we're really trying to work with all of our networks and all of our teams to ensure every kiddo is fulfilled and supported, whatever that need is for them.
For our listeners that are all over the country, how do they find KESEM in their community?
Absolutely. I think the best place to go is our website, kesem.org, and then you can navigate to finding a local chapter. chapter. Most of our programs are run through local college chapters. So wherever that may be for y'all is the best place to find it. We also have programs happening all across the country. Our registration, which is opening very soon for all of our programs, but you can register for all of them on the same website, which is really beautiful. So wherever your location is, you can either go to our website or go to register for programs and find where they're located.
When does registration open up?
Registration for Club Kesem and day programs are already open. So you can head to our website and register now. And our camp registrations open on January 14th. So I think they should be open.
For a lot of our families that are impacted by illness, they know the cost associated with this can be astronomical. And with illness and care and all of the treatments, what we love about Kesem and what we want to emphasize is that Kesem is completely free. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Every single program at Kesem is completely free. We also work with our families one-on-one to make sure that if we can provide the support to get them to our programs, we will. And that's going to look a little different for every family. So working with our families to ensure that they feel fully supported and are able to get everything they need.
So if they're not able to register your child for camp in the summer and it's happening through your local university, but maybe that university is not right in your direct community, there is an option or possibility that Kesem could work with that family to be able to help get their kids there.
Yes, absolutely. We try to work with each family individually. I know some of our chapters are able to offer busing to their campsite, right? Knowing that camp is held in the woods at a campsite, not on a college campus. So we try to transportation if that's a need, or just connecting you to the best chapter that might fit your need or location of where a program is. Absolutely.
For our kids that are wanting to engage in, say, an activity, is it broken up by age groups, by genders? How is that for families?
So all of our programs are split up by age groups. So our teens get a very special programming. We call it Leaders in Training. So it's more focused on connecting them through their journey and how they can feel empowered by their experience with cancer and what that's done for them. So we do different programming for them compared to our children in our middle age range of like 9 to 12, and then our little kids from 6 to 9. All of that looks a little bit different, and we do break it up in that way, but we also try to bring you all together. So, you know, our teens are our leaders, and they are incredible role models for some of our younger kiddos at our program. So we want to make sure we also have that whole community piece as well at every single one of our programs, whether that's camp, day camp, or online through Club Kesem. So at Camp Kesem, we do separate by gender identity for sleeping arrangements and work with all of our families to find the best solution for them.
Now, for our families, if they want to participate in Kesem, do they have to be going through active treatment, or is it for families that maybe have gone into remission or even passed away from illness?
So we serve families at any point of their cancer journey. So from that time of diagnosis all the way through, whatever continuation of that journey may look like for that family. I also like to share too that we define a parent as a primary caregiver for a kiddo, knowing that families can look, have different shapes and sizes across the country. It's really important to know that Kesem is there for all of those families.
Now, for the kids that are younger than 6, are there resources for them, or is it just something that once they get to that age, then they can engage in the activities?
So we invite kiddos to come out who are younger than that. We try to have a parent or guardian with them at those day programs, reunion days called Friends and Family Days, to just make sure that we have a parent with them to take care of them. Camp will start at 6 years old. And then on our website, we actually have a lot of fun family activities like family kits and coloring pages and things like that, that can give them a little taste of Kesem before they can fully dive into our programs.
It's amazing. Now, how is Kesem staffed? Is it staffed primarily by doctors and therapists, or is it by student leaders? How do you staff your camps?
That's a great question. So first and foremost, our camps do not provide clinical therapy or clinical services. We believe in peer-to-peer support and building that community. So our primary staff at camp are our wonderfully trained and selected student leaders from college campuses and volunteers. So they are the primary folks at camp, staffed, running activities, things like that. We also have incredible professional staff at every single Camp CASM session, which includes our nurses, which are very important at summer camp, as well as mental health professionals to help maybe guide some of those big feelings that might come up when creating connections in this community. So maybe dealing with some homesickness or just adjusting to being away from home for a few days and a few nights and meeting new people can be a lot at times and, you know, maybe making some realizations about their own cancer journey. And then we also have our camp advisors who are CASM alumni who have been going to camp for years and years and years. And their primary job is to make sure everyone stays safe and has fun at Camp CASM.
I love this program so much. Let's talk a little bit about, because I want to definitely give you space to talk about your programming in general, if you want to still do that. But I would love to talk about kind of how you have found this programming to benefit families. Specifically, you can do like generalized programming or even just the camp experience.
There's a few statistics I can share out about how Camp CASM has benefited families and children from some of our survey reporting. So 99% of our families report back to us that CASM has had a positive impact on the lives of not only their campers or their kiddos, but also their entire family. They would also recommend CASM to a family, which I think is really, really amazing that 99% of families are saying that and seeing a change in their child after 3 to 5 to 6 days of what that looks like and what that change can be just by having the support of someone else. We also have families come back and say to us that their kiddos feel more confident in their ability to address their experience with cancer, which I find is so impactful to see that slight change of what a community can do for one child or one family. And speaking from my own personal experience, I did not attend CASM as a child or as a camper. My younger sister did, and I got to attend as a volunteer. But the first thing that kind of helped my family was we sent my sister to camp, and she was very nervous, very shy, 13, 12, I think she was, did not really want to go to camp. And then, you know, we got pictures during the week of camp. We got to see her like have a smile on her face for the first time in a while after our parent was diagnosed with cancer. We saw her make friends and have pictures of her with her new friends at camp. And then when she came back from camp, we picked her up and she would not stop talking for the entire 3-hour drive home. Seeing the confidence and the fun and just joy be brought back, I think is one of the most impactful things that a family can experience from CASM. And knowing from there that we had year-round support. So all of our families and kiddos receive birthday cards and anniversary cards. We have our friends and family days where they get to reunite in the fall and the spring. And just having those touches of CASM magic and touches of impact were really what we needed in that time and still do look forward to.
That's amazing. For teens, that can be a very difficult time to be vulnerable and open. And I think when you're put into a space of other people that are your developmental level, that have had somewhat similar life experiences, right? Because they've been impacted by illness. And then to see just kind of that relationship that can flourish from there and that confidence, I love that peer-to-peer support is sometimes best given just by having fun and having the opportunity to be put in a space together.
Absolutely.
Now, do the kids, when they come to camp, do the parents do not go. They use that time to do whatever they need, right? They can be in their home communities. They can heal if they need to heal. They can have their own little getaway. Like there's opportunities for them with that, correct?
Absolutely, yes. So parents do not stay. They do whatever they want to do. In being a staff member with CASM, I've had parents at the campground down the road or parents go back to their home and receive treatment, whatever that looks like for them. Being camping in the woods, we try to upload pictures to our family groups and things like that for them to stay connected throughout the week. So we know that they're not far away, but we do try to create that separation and that intentional time for them to build those relationships.
So I lead a teen group with Wonders and Worries once a month here in Central Texas. And we met last night. And so I was kind of talking with my teens, like a lot of them are familiar with CASM or are involved with CASM. And I was asking them, okay, talk to me about things that you would want to know as a new camper or someone who's potentially interested. And one of their biggest concerns, they said before going to camp, was, what are we going to do if something happens? Like, what if my mom who's going through treatment has to go to the hospital? Like, is somebody going to tell me? How will I know? Because a lot of them, these older kids especially, have taken on this caretaking role. That's the beauty of camp, right? It gives them a break from that. But it's hard to put that down. And they worry about, like, what happens if the worst happens, right?
You know, it's very common. It's something that we actually, it's on our frequently asked questions page. As I was doing some own preparation and thinking about some of the things our teens go through. And something that's really, really important to us is making sure that every single kid, teen, feels comfortable and confident coming to our programs, and we want to set them up for success. At Camp Kesem, we do not permit phones or folks to, like, keep their cell phones or electronics, things like that, to keep the camp space safe for everyone and prioritize using our phone lines for urgent needs. We meet with you and we call every single parent or caregiver before camp multiple times to make sure that we're setting up everyone for success. So if wanting to update a child about a parent's medical condition, we can definitely work that out in different ways, whether that's writing notes every single night or making sure that we get that update to the kiddo throughout the week. It's really important.
So it is this village mindset where it's not like you drop off your kids, you don't see them for the week. Like, if something happens or if you have maybe a scan that the child was just waiting on the results for and you've had good news even, you can contact whoever your person is at camp and they will communicate that information in the safest, most appropriate way to your child.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we work with our mental health professionals are at all of our camps, and we work to create that setup for them and whatever. We want to keep those expectations really clear amongst everybody to set everyone up for success, to have a really fun and successful camp.
I love that. What are some other common misconceptions that you feel that campers or staff have shared with you about what they thought it would be like?
Yeah, I think I talk a lot with our parents and our teens. Something I think I hear a lot is they thought this would be a camp that everyone's talking about cancer all of the time. And it's very, very heavy and very can be very dark sometimes. And I think when you come to Camp Kesem and see that, it's completely the opposite. It's very much a regular summer camp with, I call them touches of magic. I know I've referred to it a few times in this conversation of, you know, those creating moments of connection. So think about some of our classic Kesem programming, thinking about our talent show at the end of the week. That's one of my favorites, is watching folks create bonds with each other to get up on stage and do a talent together, whether that's doing the ABCs backwards or singing a song you wrote and having the whole support of your camp, or playing water games. We also do something we call messy games. You might have heard of it from some of your teens, where we try to get absolutely as messy as possible with paint and shaving cream and a bunch of different things. It's really, really fun. And I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions, is that we build these bonds and create this community through fun and through play and expressing ourselves. I think one of the greatest things about in general is that we get to show up however we want, whoever we want to be. And it's my most favorite person to be is who I am at Kesem.
We were talking about this last night. I asked the teens what was one of their favorite things about Kesem. And aside from these lifelong friendships they've made, they love camp names. They feel like that is something that is so special to them, because it's almost like when you are, this is how they explained it, when you are at camp, you get your own identity, right? You get to be not the kid that has a parent with cancer, not the kid who can't do sleepovers or go on vacation every year. You get to just be this person with this really fun name that people know you as, and they call you by that name. They don't even call you by your regular name. So I feel like that is something that you could touch on, that, like, the value in that.
So everyone at Kesem, no matter what program you're at, you get to pick your Kesem name. And it can mean something special to you. It can be a nickname. And the beauty of that is it can change too. You can change your Kesem name every single program you go to. My Kesem name is Guppy, like the little fish. And I got it from a childhood story that's really long to explain. But something that I hear a lot from our kids as well is we have this saying that's called cast himself, best self. And it's who you want to strive to be as a person. So I know when I show up as Guppy, or someone calls me Guppy or yells Guppy across the field, I know it's someone that I've made a really important impact on and is a friend.
I think it's so great. We have a rolling admission to our teen group. So you can come 1 month and not come for a couple months or come for the first time. It is so fun when our KESM alumni come or our KESM campers come to our teen group, and they don't know, obviously, because of HIPAA and all that stuff, we don't share who's coming. And they come in and then they'll just yell this insane name like, Peaches. And I'm like, Peaches, their name's Emily. And then they're like, no, Peaches from camp. It's me, Twitterbug. And I'm like, it's fun. And I think that it's, I don't know, so far our teen group, I've really encouraged our kids for next meeting to think about what their camp name would be if they don't have one and kind of what the value for that would be. So I'm excited to see what they share. What would you say, as somebody who has been connected with this camp for so many years, is perhaps one of your favorite camp memories?
My gosh, such an important question.
And probably so hard to answer, right? Because I'm sure there's tons.
Yes, there's so many that like flood back throughout the years. Oh my goodness. I have to stick to my recent memory. Is from this past summer, I had the absolute pleasure of attending our camp session in Maine. And I got to connect with our teen campers, which normally, as much as I work with teens a little bit more, at camp, I'm very much typically with like younger kids. So getting to connect with our teens and hear about how this is something that they look forward to every year, and getting to just sit and make friendship bracelets and learn from them and what's important to them. At the talent show, we had this one teen who was having just some homesickness at the beginning of the week. And we get to the talent show and she was leading our talent show as the MC and introducing every camper and making sure that everyone felt included. Just getting to watch her growth throughout the week was one of my favorite camp memories. And sitting by the bench making friendship bracelets is where you'll find me at camp most times. So
some quality bracelets. I feel like Taylor Swift Eras Tour really like invigorated this whole new love of bracelets. And so I can only imagine how much better the camp bracelets have even gotten.
For sure. My collection has grown infinitely and I want that to keep happening. So
I think that's so wonderful. You have a camper that is interested in coming to KESM. We talk about how registration opens on the 14th. So if you're listening, it opened yesterday. And does registration fill up fast?
Yes, registration for our camp programs do fill up pretty quickly. So getting those in now, as soon as possible, as soon as you hear about it, is the best way to do that. And if there's a wait list, still sign up. We do our best to make sure everybody gets as much KESM as possible. So please, please, please.
Now, if you live in, say, Austin, like I do, and you obviously, the University of Texas is a huge, and Texas State University are great for supporting Camp KESM. If you are looking and say all of those spaces fill up, even though you added a week this year, I believe, this last summer, but even if they fill up, can you find access to another camp, like maybe in a different location?
Absolutely, yeah. So whatever works best for your family, you can sign up. There's only one session per kiddo for our camps. So whatever works best for your family. So if you parents happen to be on vacation in Dallas, but you live in Austin and Dallas has their session closer by, absolutely sign up for whatever makes the most sense for your family. We encourage that.
Okay, so there's the option on the registration to pick which location you would be interested in, correct?
Yes, absolutely. You can search by state location.
Okay, that's exciting. Does it show in the registration if a location is full already?
Yes, it will. It will show you if it's on a wait list or not, and you can register for that. We are also always around to support you. So either emailing our general support line or any of our chapters that you might be interested in, we're happy to help you get registered, get signed up, and find the correct program and space for you. Even I know I hear a lot about like camp dates sometimes being tough to fit in summer schedules. So whatever works best for your family, we're here to help find the right place for you.
For young adults that might be listening, like maybe they're in child life programming or they're one of the interns or students that are just really getting into the field, or a new nurse or social worker, Is there an opportunity for them to connect as well with KESM?
100%. We are always looking for more volunteers. So there's a few different outlets. I know you mentioned our nurses and social workers. We are looking for nurses and mental health professionals for all of our camp sessions. So if you want to attend in that way, reaching out to your local chapter is the best way to do that. So on our website, looking at chapters and reaching out. Folks can also volunteer through their local chapter, whether that's helping to fundraise or collect supplies for programs and camp, or just spreading a word the word and awareness for KESM is so important. Something that we hear often is, I wish I heard about KESM sooner. And through initiatives like this and through our Children Facing a Parent's Cancer Month this month here in January, our goal is to make sure that we hear less and less of that moving forward.
You're right, because it's so impactful. And I feel like there is a lot of great work being done and people just don't know about it. So this is us sharing it. And hopefully you don't sit on it. If you're thinking about it and you're listening, go to the website, just read about it, check it out, send that email and ask all your questions. No question is a bad question. And I know that Megan and her team would be delighted to help answer them. Is there anything else that I maybe have forgotten to mention or something else that you wanted to share with our listening population?
I think the most important thing is just we're here to help. And, you know, I think one of the most important things that KESM has given me is a group of role models and my college student leaders and friends in my local peer community to navigate my parents' cancer journey. And we're here for all of you and all of you listeners and all of our community. So feel free to join us at any of our camps, our day programs, and our virtual Club KESM.
Thank you for tuning in to our podcast today. Please subscribe and continue to check back as our content is ever evolving. For questions or specific content-related requests, please send an email to podcast@wondersandworries.org.